Hello, everyone. I am so excited to be here with you today. I want to welcome you to today's webinar, How to Step into the Woman That Creates Consistent 10K Months, Even If You're Just Starting Out. So my name is Brandi Middleton, and I'm a money mindset and success coach. And I am known for helping women entrepreneurs master the game of money in their business, which really starts with your own thoughts. So I'm excited to share today's topic with you because I know how many women struggle with money and how it can like totally overshadow everything else in your life. So now, I have some really great content today that I'm going to share with you, and I'm just so excited to be on the line to be able to share all of this with you because I know how important your mindset is and your beliefs. So now is the time to take action on what I'm going to share with you today, because the only other option is to be in the same place this time next year. In today's webinar, you are going to learn the one thing you must do to change your results for big paydays, how simple it is to create a life designed by you so that you're making consistent income, which becomes your new normal. You're also going to learn the step-by-step action plan for becoming the woman that makes consistent 10K months. And you're going to learn what you need to focus on to make sure that you are successful. Now, I want to share with you one of my favorite quotes that I share like all the time. I love it. I use it like everywhere. That Henry Ford said, that whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. This is so important because our thoughts become things. And it's really that simple. If you think that you can do something, then you're going to take the action necessary to do that thing. And if you don't think that you can do something, then you won't take the action. So I want to share a story with you. The other day, I was actually surfing the web, and I got completely lost for like an hour envisioning what it would be like to fly private, right? And I found this company called JetSmarter, which makes this so much more accessible to the everyday person. Now, I shared this on Facebook, and very soon after, a woman responded and said, yikes, because the annual membership was $9,000, right? Now, if we think about actually buying a jet, which they can be in the tens of millions of dollars, or chartering a jet, $30,000 to fly cross country. Like, it's a lot more money than $9,000 for an annual membership, right? And plus, with this annual membership, you also are getting free rides, right? So it was inclusive of that. So I was totally not fazed by this comment, but I knew that in that moment that it was not going to be possible for her unless she changed how she was thinking about it. So I want to share with you, for those of you that don't actually know me, a little bit more about my story and why it is I'm doing what I'm doing today. So when I started my business, I didn't even know that 10K months were even possible, right? I believed that it would definitely take at least 10 years, if not more, and a lot of hard work. So I had struggled. I struggled for a year on my own until I broke down from the weight of it all. I knew that I was smart, hardworking, and could do anything that I really set my mind to, because that is what I'd been taught. But I was feeling stressed, overwhelmed, frustrated, and just plain tired from doing everything myself and piecing things together from all these different freebies, right? I had gotten not one single client. I was doubting myself at every single turn, and the only thing I had to show for it was a website that barely anybody knew about because I wasn't able to drive any traffic to it. Now, it took another 6 months to get my systems and confidence in order, and at the end of 2015, I decided to up my game. I did the scariest thing that I could have done at that time. And I invested $13,500 that I actually didn't have, mind you, into a one-year coaching program with my coach. And I was changed. I was changed that very instant that I made that decision. In that moment, I changed forever. I made a decision that was not based on my logic, which, mind you, I am known for being logical, right? I think Virgos are also known for being logical, right? But I made this decision based on a deep knowing inside of me that I needed to do this, right? I knew that this was meant for me, and I knew that my life depended on it. And 2 weeks later, I got my first client. And that was because I made a decision that I was going to change my life no matter what. So today, I have created a life where I travel quarterly and more, actually, to places like Cabo, Florence, Italy, Boston, Paris, France, and Miami, just in the last year. I have stayed at 5-star accommodations, and I have been able to serve my clients from all over the world. I quit my 9-to-5 job as an accountant, and I run my own business full time. I have clients that I absolutely love and adore, and all of this happened because I made a decision to change my life, and I believed it was possible for me. So I want to share a little fun story with you guys. I don't know if you know Jim Carrey. I'm sure you know Jim Carrey. And Jim Carrey was actually a struggling comedian who moved to Los Angeles from Canada to pursue his dream of becoming a successful comedian. And shortly after he arrived, he wrote himself a check for $10 million for acting services rendered. And then he dated that check. So he dated it for Thanksgiving, November 1995. This was giving him 10 years to make that happen. Now, every day, he would work super hard, acting gigs, comedy gigs, doing all that he could in the entertainment industry during the day. And every night, he would drive up to Mulholland Drive, overlooking Los Angeles, and he would visualize himself as a successful comedian and actor. He would visualize himself landing big acting roles. This practice really made him feel amazing, right? This visualization, like seeing it, feeling it, being in that space every single night, because he knew that one day this would be his life. The cool thing is that by November 1995, by Thanksgiving time, he had actually done it. He had created $10 million by starring in Ace Ventura, The Mask, and Dumb and Dumber. So I really want you to take that in for a minute. Right? What he was able to create because he believed it was possible for him. And he stood in that space. He created that vision for himself. He visualized it daily. And he made it a reality. Now, what I want to do is share with you the 7 steps that you can take to step into the woman that makes consistent 10K months and to show you how simple it really is. So, what is the number one thing that you must do to change your results for big paydays? The number one thing is number one in this slide. Get super clear about who she is. Who is that 10K woman? Ask yourself, who is she? What does she do? How does she act? What does she wear? Get a clear mental picture of who she is. I remember when I first sat down to get super clear about who my 10K woman was. I had just quit my 9-to-5 job. And I was at my first legit, like, entrepreneur event after I had quit, right? So I was sitting there so inspired by all of these women in the room. It was a 3-day event, and there was tons of panels and amazing women that were so successful and that were making 10K and more. And I sat down and I said, who is that person for me, right? And after the event, I went out to the garden and I started to really think about who my 10K woman was. I asked myself these exact questions. Who is she? What does she do? How does she act? What does she wear, right? When you are this clear, you cannot miss your destination. And that's why it's super important to get clear about who she is. Now, I'm going to add, I used to think that I knew what people meant when they said get clear, right? It's really simple. Get clear, write down. And I realized that intellectually I understood the words. But what I didn't realize until much later was that what you get clear about needs to be 100% aligned to you. So do not lie to yourself. Don't make yourself wrong if your 10K woman desires to fly first class or buy a dream home. If that is a true desire, I'm giving you 100% permission to actually do that, right? To honor that part of you. So, because if you don't do that, you're going to be stuck. I promise you. I was that way for over 12 years, right? Until I gave myself permission to honor the two sides of me, the side of me that loved luxury and the side of me that wanted to contribute and give back. Right? When I was able to honor the side of me and okay that I actually like nice things, then I was able to step into all of who I am without any guilt, without any shame, without any anger or frustration, and really go at it full force, 100%. So the next thing is to make a list. So number 2 is to make a list. So write down who she is. When you do this, 2 things are going to happen. You're going to get so clear on who she is. And 2, you're going to solidify who she is for yourself. This will also help you get clarity. when I was sitting outside in the garden, envisioning my life and how I was showing up in it, I made a list. I wrote down everything that I felt amazing about at that time in relation to who my 10K woman was. So, just to give you guys a little insight into who my 10K woman was at the time and what those qualities were and desires that she had and what I'd written down, I'm going to share with you that list right now. So the first one was, she studies her craft like her life depends on it. 2, she takes care of her body with healthy foods, time to eat and prepare delicious foods, yoga, exercise, breath work, and meditation. 3, she is present in her body and connected to herself and spirit. 4, she is graceful and she floats through the room. 5, she magnetizes men and money with ease and grace. 6, she knows how to pose for pictures that expresses her essence. 7, she knows her power and her worth, and she owns it every day. 8, she is consistent and persistent daily. 9, she makes her dreams a reality by getting 100% clear on her desires and attracting to her what she wants. 10, she is calm and in the know that she is right where she is supposed to be, and she trusts that what she desires has already been put into action and she soon will see it. 11, she is smart. She works smarter, not harder. 12, she has the most fabulous wardrobe that is form-fitting, accentuates her assets and femininity. 13, she is strong, confident, and loving. 14, she is giving and cares about other people. 15, she has a great relationship with herself, her body, her intuition, and other women. So I think, you know, by reading that, you guys can kind of see where I was at the time and kind of where I was looking to go, right? It's really funny, like, going back and reading these and seeing them again, in what I was thinking, you know, she was at that time, and how I have continued to step into who that person is. It's incredible. So, why is this important? You can remember how Jim Carrey wrote down his desired income amount on a check for $10 million. Well, studies show that when you write things down, you are more likely to retain it. The more senses that you use in anything you do, the better. You will also use this list to install a new image of your 10K woman in your own mind. So the next step is number 3, read the list daily. You must reprogram your mind with the image of this new you. To do that, you actually need to change your thoughts. So one way to do that is to keep thinking a new thought until you in fact believe it, right? I remember the moment that I was reading these thoughts and thought to myself, why the heck do all these say she? They should say I. I knew in that moment that I was drawing her even closer to me. I no longer saw her as a woman that someone that was like outside of me, right? Or slightly outside of me, or a picture that, I would see maybe on Pinterest that would remind me of her, or just something that was outside of me that I would visually see, right? Or an image, you know, in a visualization, but she was actually me, right? So why is this important? Because you have thousands of thoughts a day. You must counteract those negative thoughts with the thoughts you choose and want to believe instead. So writing the image down and then reading the image back to you daily is a way to remind yourself of what that is that you actually want, like who she is. And one of the things that I actually did as well is that I wrote out a paragraph that embodied an image of who she was out in the world, right? So that was one other thing to add to writing it down, right? And repeating it back to you, reading it daily. So the next thing is number four, you want to visualize daily. Your mind sees in pictures, and your unconscious mind does not know the difference between reality and fantasy. So when you visualize, add positive emotions and feelings, because that is the language of the unconscious mind, right? Feeling an emotion is the language of the unconscious mind. This is why many people, when they do affirmations, they don't work. And it's because they're just speaking empty words. You actually must feel it. In fact, the more senses that you actually use, the better. So I want you, when you're visualizing, to see it, to feel it, to taste it, to smell it, to hear it, right? So when you're visualizing this picture of who she is, I want you to see it. I want you to feel what she is feeling. If she is at any point, like eating or having dinner, like the food, right, that she's actually eating, tasting that. So when you see her in those type of experiences, how is the food tasting? How does it smell? Or if she's just walking, taking a walk down the street, maybe down Rodeo Drive, right? She is, what is she seeing? How is everything showing up for her in her senses? What is she hearing? Is she hearing a Lamborghini drive by? And is she smelling the roses? Is she hearing the birds? Right? What is she tasting? What is she feeling? So all of these senses are super important to make this picture as alive as possible. And this is really important because if you think about it, we see in pictures, right? When someone asks you, you know, to think about an apple, like, do you see the word apple or do you see a picture of an apple, right? You likely see a picture of an apple because that's how we learned language. We saw a thing and we associated words and letters to that object. So that's how our mind works. So I want you to remember Jim Carrey. When he went to the top of Mulholland Drive every evening to visualize himself as a successful comedian and actor, this made him feel so amazing, right? Because he knew that he would one day have it. And he knew that because he was invoking all of his senses, right? He was placing all of himself in that. And as I mentioned before, your mind does not know the difference between reality and fiction, right? When it's seeing a picture. So this is important to make it as real as possible. So when I visualize, I see an image of me in an outfit. She'd be wearing what she would be wearing, what she would be doing, the activities of attending maybe a networking event in Beverly Hills, how she would laugh and be engaging with those around her, the bag that she would be carrying, and feeling at ease and comfortable that she was exactly where she belonged, and the ability to purchase what she truly desired off the menu, not choosing the less expensive item just because it was less expensive, right? That was not the way that I desired to feel, right? I desired to feel expansive, free, to be able to have choice, to be able to pick the item that I wanted, because that's what I felt that I wanted in that moment, and not something lesser or different because of the price point, right? So I never want you to have to say that you cannot do something because of how much it costs. And that's one of my missions in my coaching when I'm working with my clients, right? To help you understand that game of money and to release all the limiting beliefs around it and getting to the end result of what you desire to have in your life, which are likely a level of experiences. So why is this important? Because your unconscious mind does not know the difference between reality and fantasy. It acts solely upon what it believes is true. If this is the picture that you see all the time, right, in your imagination, right, basically, your unconscious mind has to create that, especially if you're invoking all of your senses. Now, remember that the language of the unconscious mind is feeling and emotion. So in using feeling and emotion, you have now told your unconscious mind that this image is what is true for you, right? So it has to start figuring out how to make that happen. So this action of visualization raises your belief, and the more your unconscious mind is exposed to this vision with true positive emotion, it will believe it and must act to make it so. Do you notice that things that you believe so strongly, like the sun will come up tomorrow, like things that you just know that you know that you know, right? It always happens or shows up in your life. Right? That's because you naturally take the actions necessary or lack thereof to make it so. It's just easy that way. So that's what visualization allows for. So number five is to start taking the smaller actions to become her. I love this one, right? So you must take action, even if it's small. You cannot, you know, just sit on a pillow, meditate, visualize, think about some stuff, and it'll all just happen, right? I am not advising that at all. You have to take action. So I always say that belief plus action equals results. Right? And the actions are that much more supported by a positive belief, which we've just talked about in the last four points. Right? So if we believe that something is true, then we're more likely to take action in the direction of that belief, right? In relation to that belief. Very much like Henry Ford had said, whether we think we can or we think we can't, we are correct, or we're right, right? So why not think that we can? You know, why not have the belief that's going to support us in getting to the results that we desire to have? So remember how Jim Carrey worked every day doing his shows, castings, and the like. This is what you need to do. You need to be taking the actions every day. So I don't want you to make this complicated or put a lot of pressure on yourself when you're just starting out. Remember, be where you are. Like, where you are is perfect. It is part of your journey and part of your story. You know, when you share your story, like, people don't want to hear about how perfect your life has been your entire life. Like, there's no struggle in that. They won't be able to relate to that unless they're looking for someone who's had a perfect life, right? So ultimately, part of your journey is important, and where you are is part of that, and it's going to become part of your story, and everything prior to this is part of your story, right? So take baby steps. Remember how one of the qualities that my 10K woman actually had was that she took care of her body with healthy foods, time to eat, prepare delicious foods, yoga, exercise, breath work, all that stuff, right? Meditation. That was one of my qualities that I stated previously, right? So if I looked at that quality and I was to ask myself, what is one thing that I can do right now towards that, towards becoming her, right? Because if I do one of these things, right, that's something that she does based on what I've written down and based on what it is that I got clear about with regards to who she is. So there's several things I could do with that, right? I could take a few minutes and do a meditation. I could go take a yoga class. I can go outside and take a jog around my block. I could schedule some time on my calendar to eat and prepare delicious foods. I can start by buying organic foods, right? Or like maybe I can hire a maybe I could hire an actual dietitian to help me, which is what I actually ended up doing because I'm a Virgo and I totally like to do things right the first time. And so I went out and I decided that in relation to the food piece, because I had not really paid attention to food most of my life, I just ate whatever I wanted. And I was able to see when I approached my 30s that my body wasn't reacting the same way as it used to. And so I felt a bit overwhelmed, right, by that whole process of, you know, picking the right foods and then more so cooking them and having variety and taking the time to do that. So as I said earlier, like you can see where I was prior to creating those or writing down those qualities, right? I struggled with creating time in my calendar to eat. I was actually really angry at food in a sense that I had to eat stuff. Like I was, it sounds crazy, but I was mad. I was like, I don't want to eat. And so like I wanted to be able to reach people and touch people's lives and food got in the way, right? And so I've done a lot of work around that. And I realized, obviously, I knew intellectually that it was important to eat and that I needed to set time aside, but I had not done that. It was not something that I did up until that point. And so I made it a priority, and I knew that my 10K woman, she took care of herself, right? She valued herself. And in valuing herself, taking time to eat was something that was really important because the food that you put in your body is going to pretty much dictate how you're physically feeling internally, at least digestionally. I think that's a word, right? So so it's really important. So all of this is super important. And why is this important? Because when you're telling the universe, you're telling the universe by doing this, by starting to take the action, right? You're telling the universe and yourself that this is in fact true for you, right? Then the universe, in cahoots with your unconscious mind, has to conspire to support you. In addition to that, you are starting to change your own belief because you're physically in the reality of doing what your 10K woman does. Like in real life, right? If my 10K woman meditates per the qualities that I'd written down and that I got clear about, right? And I'm seeing myself meditate, like I'm actually doing stuff that she does. Therefore, by default, I am becoming her because she does those things, right? Does this make sense? So it's just really showing showing proof positive, right? That you are in fact becoming her. So that's the power of doing the smaller actions to become her, right? And in relation to that is number 6, gathering evidence. So this is one that I've kind of figured out along the way, like growing up. It was something that I did. But now that you've taken action, right, you have started to put in place a system to be able to, in essence, prove that you are in fact becoming her, which is going to raise your belief massively, right? You'll get to this point that you know that you are her, even if the money is not in the bank. It will not matter, right? You're still her, right? The money in the bank is just a minor detail. So remember when Jim Carrey was calm, right? Calm, he had a calm about him that he knew that it was just a matter of time before he had what he was seeing in his own mind. That's exactly what will happen. So as I was briefly mentioning, like I noticed growing up, like a really, really long time ago, that when I had these negative beliefs about myself and I would hear like the opposite over a long period of time, that would actually shift that negative belief into a positive belief for me. And one of the things that I realized is that I had, in essence, gathered much more evidence, quote unquote, to support the positive belief than the negative. And therefore, it tipped the scales for me. So, as an example, growing up, I did not believe that I was articulate or intelligent. And when I went out into the world, right, interacted with people, the feedback that I constantly got was like, wow, you're so articulate. Wow, you're so smart. And over time, I had so many more people, right, telling me that I was articulate and smart, that I started to look like a crazy person for believing that I was not articulate and that I wasn't smart, right? And just because I believed that thing, like to another point, didn't make it true. I believed I wasn't smart. I believed I wasn't articulate, right? But that wasn't actually true. It wasn't even real, right? So that's the power that our beliefs have, right? So now when I take action, like meditating, for example, when I go back to the one quality that we spoke of before, of stepping into the woman that creates consistent 10K months. So this woman, she would take care of her body. And one of those things that would take care of her body was meditating, right? So if I did an action like meditating, this would show as proof positive that I am in fact becoming her, right? So this is important because it raises your belief and everything becomes much more possible. So the next thing, so one of the bullets that we talked about is what you need to focus on, right? What you need to focus on to make sure that you're successful. Now that's number 7, right? Focus on what you want, not on what you don't want, right? What you focus on expands. So focus on what you want and not on what you don't want. Stay in the present moment. Fear is simply something that your mind has made up about the future based on what it already believes now. It's not actually real, right? So imagine if you believed something else, right? So when I was in Miami this past December with my coach, I was in a room with like several other business besties and friends, and we were all asked to look at everything in the room that was red. So this was an activity that we were asked to do, right? So we were asked for 1 minute to look at everything in the room that was red. So for that minute, we looked around for everything that was red. Then we were asked to close our eyes. And then we were told to envision everything in the room that was white. Have you ever had to do an exercise like that, or have you ever experienced an exercise like that? It's so powerful. Like, that is the power of focus, right? We were actually, me and my biz besties, we were actually sitting at a table with a white tablecloth the whole entire day, and I could not picture anything in my mind in that moment, in my mind's eye, that was white. Again, that is the power of focus. And why this is so important is because you will get what you focus on. So why not focus on what you want? Okay? So to recap the points. So I've just really walked through 7 steps. This is a step-by-step action plan that you can use to get results. Okay? And it's really simple. Like, I've given you all 7 steps that you can take to be able to step into that woman that makes consistent 10K months. And you can use this for so many other things in your life that you want, right? So to recap the points, the first one is to get super clear about who she is. Who is this 10K woman? Because if you're not clear, you will not be able to reach your destination. 2, make a list so that you're solidifying the knowing of who she is. 3, read the list daily so that you're installing a new image of her in your mind's eye. 4, visualize daily so that you can start to create a belief and train your unconscious mind to basically work on creating that life that you desire. 5 was to start taking the smaller actions to become her, because you will never get the results without action, right? Remember what I said, belief plus action equals results. And in doing so, you can start to create a stronger belief around the fact that you are, in fact, becoming her, right? You are taking the actions. You're doing things that she does. And this is proof positive, which is 6, gathering evidence. So you can use each of those actions that you're taking to show as evidence, proof positive, that you are, in fact, becoming her. So 6, gathering evidence. 7, focus on what you want, not on what you don't want, right? So this is important, because if you focus on what you don't want, you're going to get more of what you don't want. So why not focus on what you do want? Now, these are the exact 7 steps that you need to get into a state of belief, right, and step into the woman that creates consistent 10K months. This is one of the main processes I go through with my clients to get them in a state of belief. Because when you believe in yourself and what is possible, you will take the actions to design the life of your dreams with choice and freedom as your new normal. You will make consistent 2K, 5K, and 10K months. You'll be able to quit your 9-to-5 and probably even sooner than you think. So I really want to briefly share with you a way that you can get there by doing everything that I've just shared with you and more. So I want to share with you my program, which is called From Surviving to Thriving, which is a 6-month private coaching package for women entrepreneurs who are ready to attract more clients, make consistent income in their business and design a freedom-based lifestyle based on their own terms. Now imagine, how would you feel if you could live a freedom-based lifestyle based on your own desires? Master booking out your one-on-one coaching business well in advance. Attract the perfect right clients for you. Have the money coming in passively while you sleep or you're traveling around the world. About feeling 100% confident and worthy when you hop on the phone with a potential client, knowing that you can totally book that sale, right? Quit your 9-to-5 knowing that you can take care of yourself financially. Stop stressing about paying that next bill. How about traveling and creating an impact around the world or globally, helping your clients to become the best versions of themselves? So in From Surviving to Thriving, my program, you'll get two-hour private coach or private personal breakthrough sessions with me. And during these sessions, we'll actually dive into the internal landscape of your beliefs and see what has been stopping you from having the goals and desires up until this point. And we'll actually remove them, eradicate them, which will allow you to have a clean slate to build the foundation of your business upon, and you will believe that it's possible for you. You'll have 16 45-minute coaching sessions with me where you will get the coaching and the step-by-step strategy to build a business or to up-level your business so that you can create consistent income, attract more clients, and live a freedom-based lifestyle based on your desires. Think about it. You know, that goal that many people have to quit their jobs. Like, we can make that, you know, a possible reality, right? You have unlimited access to me via email and you're high priority. And I'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours during that 6 months together. And just for a limited time, I have a bonus for you guys for being on this call. And that is a full day intensive with me in Los Angeles, California. And we will have this at the end of your 6 months together, and we will actually strategize and map out your next 6 months in your business. So you'll actually have an action plan for the next 6 months. So in total, you'll have 1 year of support from me to help you attract more clients, make consistent income in your business, and design a life that you are so lit up about that it hurts. Like, it's, you're just so passionate about your life, because it's one thing to dread going to work in the morning and to be frustrated and overwhelmed and distraught. And I know I talked about that in my story, right? I was so overwhelmed. I was tired. I was exhausted, trying to do everything myself and figure it all out. But it wasn't until I made a decision that my life mattered, what I wanted to contribute to the world mattered, and I was going to make it happen no matter what. That's the state that you need to be in to make your desires happen 100%. And that's what I support you to do in my program, From Surviving to Thriving, because we don't want you just surviving anymore. We want you thriving, right? In a business that you love, absolutely, living a life that you're passionate about, whether that's travel or, you know, running a van and driving across the country. You want to fly first class, or if you want to fly private jets, if you want to live a sustainable life, or if you want to drink champagne and walk down Rodeo Drive, whatever that is for you, right? To spend time with your family, with your kids, with your husband, with people that you care about, right? Your significant other, mom, dad, relatives, whoever that is, your relationships. So powerful. So in closing, what I know is that you are watching this webinar and you have stayed to the end. You came here to learn how to become the woman that makes consistent 10K months. And you already know if this is for you. So I want to give you the opportunity to grab one of the limited spots that I have available over the next 2 days to speak with me. I've opened up my calendar just for you this Friday and Saturday so that I can help you kind of come up with an idea of what that will look like for you, having a strategy call together. What is it that you want? What is it that you struggle with? And what is the game plan to put you into action to move towards that end result, that goal? I am so looking forward to speaking with you personally, and we will chat soon. And I am so blessed to have you on the call, and with love, over and out.
The moderator has left the conference.